This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Chavayit Simchas Nisuin, Avrom Zalman, and Shoshana Leah. Yud Ches Kislev, Thursday the 21st of November, Rabbi Matisio Lawrence, way to put the menorah.
Good morning. The topic is Hilchas Chanukah, where one puts or where one lights the menorah. So as Bianchi said just now, do what your father did, but we're going to be ma'ayin into the sugya of where is the menorah meant to be lit, and where is it that we actually do light, especially here in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Omid Beis, Tomei Rabbanon, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lahanicha Al Pesach Beisoi Mi Bachutz. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, it is a mitzvah to place it Al Pesach Beisoi Mi Bachutz, on the entrance of one's house, Mi Bachutz, outside. The halacha, as stated in the Gemara, the braisa in the Gemara is paskin by the Rambam in Perek Dalad, halacha Zayin in Hilchos Chanukah, and in Shulchan Aruch Simatov Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Hei. So it seems to be that it's clear that a place for the menorah is outside. Yet everybody in this room knows that. I probably asked for a show of hands, and all of us light inside, possibly by the window, possibly by the door, but indoors. So we're going to see what this is all about and where did this all come from. What is the reason why the Gemara says one should light outside? So Rashi there explains, Kedei lefarsei mesanis, in order to publicize the miracle. In order to publicize the miracle, it should therefore be lit outside. And the Meiri there says, Lo'ovrei drochim. You're publicizing the miracle for Ovrei drochim, for the people outside, the people who are passing by in the street. That's why we're lighting outside. The Gemara says, in that sugya, that chof beis omad aleph, Omo rabo, ner chanukah mitzvah lanicha betefach hasmucha lepesach. The first braisa wasn't specifically accurate in exactly where it said, it just said outside. Rabo tells us, where does it actually have to be? It has to be betefach hasmucha lepesach, within one tefach, about 10 centimeters or so, from the Pesach. Rashi there explains, She'im yarchikeno lehalon min ha-Pesach, if you were to position it further than one tefach away from the door, Einoi nika shebal habayis hanicho yishom. It's not clear that it was the Baal HaBayis who put it there. Maybe somebody else put it there. But when he put it by the Pesach, within one tefach of the doorway, then it's clear that the Baal HaBayis of this house is the one who put it there. The Bach learns that the reason why it has to be put within one tefach of the entrance is mishum hanichnosim v'hayotzim, because of people going in and out. They're going to see it much better if it's right near the door. If it's sort of further away along the front of the house, they won't necessarily see it when they come in. So we see that there's an inyan of pirsumi nisa to the ovrei drochim, and there's also this inyan of pirsumi nisa to the people who are coming in and out of the house. Now, exactly which side of the Pesach do you put it on? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara is Rav Acha Berei Derava, and he says on the right-hand side. You put it on the right-hand side of the Pesach. Why do you put it on the right-hand side of the Pesach? So he doesn't explain. Coming in, right? On the same side as the mezuzah. So the She'iltus, the Rav Acha Gaon says, Mi Yamin, you put it on the right-hand side. Kidei sheyiyu shtei ha-mitzvois b'tzad echol. In order that there should be two mitzvahs on one side, namely, the mitzvah of mezuzah and mitzvah of ner chanukah should be dafka on the same side. It's good to have two mitzvahs on one side. The Haggadah Maimoni explains that the reason for putting it on the right-hand side would be shehayamin adifa lichvoid ha-mitzvah. We always know the right-hand side is always more important, right? We do all mitzvahs with our right hand. In halacha, the right hand is much more important for many, or almost all halachas, with the exception of tefillin. And therefore, that's the reason why this opinion says put it on the right-hand side, either in order to have two mitzvahs on one on the right-hand side, or because the right is generally more important. However, the Gemara brings Rav Shmuel Midifti, and Rav Shmuel Midifti says, Mismoil, you put the menorah on the left-hand side of the Pesach as you are coming in, and the halacha is like Shmuel, Paskin like Shmuel, Kedei, Shetei Ner Chanukah, Mismoil, Umezuzah, mi and min. In order that the person walks into the house and he has the mezuzah on the right hand side, the Ner Chanukah on the left hand side, he's surrounded by mitzvahs, and various other makoyim say, and he walks in wearing his talus and his tefillin, so the man is completely surrounded in mitzvahs on both sides. Now you might ask, well, talus and tefillin one doesn't wear at night time, and therefore what does it mean that he's got the Ner Chanukah on one side and a mezuzah on the other, and he walks in wearing talus and tefillin? Some poskim bring this as a raya, the Ner Chanukah is actually lit not at night time, but earlier than night time, which is what some shittas actually hold. And one of the rayas is the fact that it says a person walks in with talus and tefillin on. But there are those who object against that raya. It's not our Indian for today. So the halacha, as we mentioned, is paskened in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara itself paskened like Shmuel. The mezuzah is on the right-hand side, and the Ner Chanukah is on the left-hand side. So the person is surrounded in mitzvahs. Now, there is another side machloikes as to whether, in the olden days, especially in the times of Chazal, people didn't live on houses which had a garden in front, or houses that went straight onto the street. They lived in chatzeroi. So there's a question exactly, if a person lives in a house which, at the front, has a chotzer, do you light at the doorway of your house going into the chotzer, or do you light at the entrance of the chotzer going into the street? And even if you hold that, is it inside the chotzer or out of the chotzer? That's another machlokes which we're not going to go into. There's a lot of different opinions on that. So far, what we've seen is the halacha is that one lights the menorah outside on the left-hand side of the doorway. However, the Gemara continues there, and the Gemara says, "B'shar sasakono manichoy al shulchonoy v'dayoy." If it's a time of sakona, then one can put it on one's table, indoors obviously, v'dayoy, and that is enough. So we already see, v'shas ha-gemorah, from the time of the Gemara, there was already this concept, a heter, to put it inside, v'shas ha-sakona. However, the Gemara does not explain what v'shas ha-sakona is. What does that actually mean? What does it encompass? What is called a sakona? If it's proper sakonas nefashos, then obviously you don't light outside. You're not obligated to endanger your life for sakonas nefashos. So, for the purpose of a bima kaima mitzvah, you don't have to put yourself in a, you know, you shouldn't put yourself in a sakonas nefashos. So what does it mean, sakona? So there's various different opinions in the Rishonim what this actually means. Rashi says that there was a takona from the goyim in those days that they were not allowed to light candles b'yoyim edom on their festivals unless they lit it in the Beis Avodah Zorah. Nobody was allowed to light candles for any other purpose. Now we all know that this time of year is Yoyim Edom. It's a various different non-Jewish Gentile festivals that have existed for generations even before.
This was Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, that's the makor of having a holiday at this time of year is from that. But it was adopted by other religions afterwards. There's always been holidays at this time of year. And Rashi says there was a gezeirah that no one is allowed to light their candles unless they light it in a Beis Avodah Zorah. So therefore, what the Gemara means, b'shas ha-sakona, is you light it inside. There are other Rishonim who say that the sakona was the goyim would come along and steal the light. They would actually take people's things because the menorah is worth money. There are other makoros that say there were leitzim or listim, different girsois, that people used to come along and poke fun. And for various different reasons, it was not possible to light the menorah outside. So the Ritva there in Shabbos says a very interesting thing. The Ritva says, Mishum sakonos tsar oy eva mehagoyim. If there's a sakono, some kind of tsar, they're going to cause some problems, or they're going to cause eva, they're going to cause friction between us. And then the Ritva carries on, and he says, Da'af im nishba haruach v'i'ef shel hadlikoi b'chutz. So the Ritva says, if it's very windy, and it's impossible to light outside, you light indoors. So we see that the Ritva understood, that when the Gemara says, b'shas ha-sakono, you light inside, it doesn't mean shas ha-sakono, Dafke, doesn't have to be mamish and sakona. It's just an example of when it's impossible to light outside. And if there's any other sipa, any other reason why you can't light outside, such as the wind or perhaps the rain, one would not light outside, one would light inside. So we already see a little bit of a makoy, perhaps why it is that in Chutz Laaretz the minig is we light indoors. Now, the Rishonim already from the Oz HaRuah asked the question that although the Gemara says one lights indoors b'shas ha-sakona, the Oz HaRuah, who is one of the Rishonim in Germany, says nowadays there's no sakona. So he asked the question, "Lo yodana, my time ain odu madlikim b'chatzilos." I don't know why we don't light outside. So he obviously understood that sakona means sakona, proper sakona. And there was no sakona in his time. It was perfectly possible wherever the Oz HaRuah lived to light outdoors. And he says, "Lo yodana."
Indoor yard, not a street.
But chatzilos means outside. It's a general. Okay, but it still means not lighting indoors. It still means not lighting indoors, it still means lighting outdoors. And he doesn't know, and he leaves it as a tzorich ir. He doesn't know why we don't. So there's a question what you do with this Oz HaRuah. What are we medayik? What do we derive from this Oz HaRuah? Is the Oz HaRuah saying, and therefore really we should all be lighting inside? We should be lighting outside. Because there's no real reason anymore to light indoors. And that's what he's suggesting, just by implication. Or is one medayik from what he says, I don't know the reason, oh, but this is the minig, this is how the gedolim were noyeg, and this is what we're meant to stay with. And I found the various different poiskim take different opinions, different sides, as to how to learn up what the Oz HaRuah is saying. The Baal HaItur, also one of the Rishonim, says the following words. Ba'achar shenoagu ala sakona. Once it became the minig, not to light outdoors, but to light indoors, because of sakona. Noagu, that became the minig. Somebody who can put it outside should put it outside. So the Baal HaItur is a little bit more explicit that for some reason the minig became like that because of a sakona, and the minig stayed like that even though there's no sakona. But if you can put it outside, then one should. Yet we all know that the minig still is not like that. The minig of most places in Chutz Laaretz, to the best of my ability, is that we do continue to light inside. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so now, there is this question as to what the Baal HaItur means. Is the Baal HaItur again recommending that you really should? Mi'ikar hadin, or is he not? And again, yesh v'yesh, there are different poiskim who are medayik differently, they're derived differently from what the Baal HaItur says. There is a sefer, which is the Baal HaMa'oiros, another one of the Rishonim. And he says the following thing. He says, Habo bisfino, somebody who is on a boat, spending Chanukah on a boat. You're going on a trip, and those trips in those days will take a long time, and you find yourself Chanukah on a Sfina, on a boat. Says the Baal HaMa'oiros, Manicha al Shulchonoi, you put it on your Shulchan, to give to who honors, because since you are not able to do it otherwise, Midahad Mikba Pesa, from lighting at the doorway, So again, he's taking on that any place where it's impossible for one to do it outside, one will do it inside. Okay, so that is all from the Zman of the Rishonim, going back 800-900 years ago. Let's look to now the poskim from more contemporary times to see what they actually say. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in this simon, in Sif base, writes the following thing. Nowadays we don't light outside. But apshe in sakono, and even though there's no sakono nowadays, it's lenu by us. Mikol makoyim kimat min hanim nois. It's almost impossible to light outside. But nay shebachol amadino shelonu. In all our countries, yemei chanukahem yemei sigro geshem. It's times of heavy rain, v'shelig, and snow, v'ruchais chazokim, and strong wind, v'i'eb shalanichon b'chutz, it's impossible to put them outside, im lo'i lehaskiron b'zechuchis, unless you would put it in a glass box. V'chol hai lo'i atrichu rabonon. Says Aruch HaShulchan, to go that far, to have to light the menorah inside a glass box, rabonon were never matriachas. We don't find really a makoyer that they were matriachas to do such a thing. Even though there is a Gemara that talks about lighting a menorah ba'ashoshis, some kind of glass lantern, but That Gemara is saying if a person happened to do that. It's not saying a person should do that. But the Aruch HaShulchan says...
The lantern itself is the
menorah. That's right. But it doesn't say over there the one has to do that. Just if a person happened to do that, to utilize a lantern or light the menorah within the lantern. But it doesn't say one should actually have to do that. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in his first reason, V'kuli hai lo yatruchu rabbonon. To go so far to have to put it in a glass box for rabbonon, we're never matriach. That's his first reason. And his second reason is, V'oi debezeh lo yiyeh heken a mitzvah kol kach. Put it in a glass box, says Aruch HaShulchan, it wouldn't be so visible, so recognizable, that you're doing it in a mitzvah. People may think it's some other lantern, etc., some other light, especially in those days, people use lanterns. And therefore, it wouldn't be so nicker for the mitzvah. And, he says a third reason, Begam loy b'chola mekoymus yonichu la'asoyikach. Not in every place would they allow you to have these type of things outside. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'lechein kulonu madlikim b'bayis. And that's why all of us light indoors. And then skipping a little bit in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, v'yoyseh toiv min hakoil, the best thing to do, de'im yesh loy chaloin, if a person has a window, pasuach l'rishus harabim, which opens up onto the rishus harabim, ya'amid ameitz ala chaloin, you put it by the window, v'yiru gam b'nei rishus harabim, then not only do your household members see the menorah, but even the people outside will see the menorah, derech ha-chaloyim, through the window, ve'ikir pilsumi nisa, and by that you'll be able to do pilsumi nisa. And he bases that on the Magen Avraham. V'chein ani noyeg, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's how he was noyeg, to put it indoors by the window. And I think that's the minhag of the majority of people. Many chassidim put it indoors by the door, but indoors. Most people, I think, put it indoors by the window. So the Sefer Mikroye Kodesh from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says there's actually enough kemina between the reasons which the Aruch HaShulchan brings. Again, to recap, the Aruch HaShulchan's first reason is you don't have to light in a glass box. Why? Because the Chazal were never mechayev you to do that. And the second reason was it's not so nicker for the mitzvah if you do that. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, there's enough kemina between the two reasons. According to the first reason, if there's no tircha, then perhaps one should do it. In those days, maybe to get a glass box was difficult, it was expensive, glass was very expensive. Today, it's not so expensive, you could buy a box cheaply, and therefore maybe the Aruch HaShulchan would agree that you're mechuyev to go and put it in a glass box. However, according to the second reason of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that putting it in a glass box, it's not so nicker that you're doing it the shame of the mitzvah, perhaps that argument would stand. And therefore, according to him, you would not put it in a glass box. So the Tzvi Pesach Frank points out this nafka mina, this practical difference, perhaps, between the two different reasons that the Aruch HaShulchan brings. The Makor, actually, the earliest place that I've seen mention this idea of a glass box, is the Shari Tshuva, which is printed on the Daf of the Mishneh Berurah, brings from the She'ilas Yaivetz, the Shailas Yaivetz, who brings down this idea of lighting in a box, and he actually takes on the one should light in a box outside, and he was the Chutz L'Aretz, in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah as it was. But again, as we mentioned before, that does not seem to be the minhag of most people in Chutz L'Aretz. But there is a fairly early Makoros for such an idea. Now, there's an interesting point which Rav Ozna points out in Tshuvas Shivat Halevi. Chelik Zayin Seif Pei Dalad, where he was also asked this question, why we don't light outside in Chutz La'aretz, and he quotes a Tshuvas HaRivosh, again, one of the later Rishonim, the Tshuvas HaRivosh Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, and the Rivosh explains that he's discussing why we light in shul. Everyone knows, besides the mitzvah of lighting at home, there is a minig to light in shul between Mincha and Maariv, and we light with a brocha, and we make a whole Pesumi Nissa out of it. So the Rivosh explains, there are various different reasons brought in the Poskim for that minig. And the Rivosh explains, it's a minig vosikin hu, it's an older minig, mishum pirsumi nisa, in order to achieve extra pirsumi nisa. Now why do we have to be better than Chazal? Yeah, Chazal didn't tell us to do that. Doesn't say in the Gemara about lighting in shul. So why do we have to do that? So says the Rivosh, kiven she'ein anachnu yuchayim mekayim ha-mitzvah kitikunah, Since nowadays we're not able to put the menorah outside, he was speaking in the countries in Europe where they weren't able to put it outside. Says the Rivosh, the Goyim have a strong power over us, and we're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah as it should. We're only mekayim pesach minisa indoors. It seems to be they didn't even put it by the window in those times. They put it indoors, curtains shut, and the pesach minisa was only for bnei beisoi. So therefore, says the Rivash, in order to be able to still be mekayim some kind of pesach minisa, barabim. The Rabbanon over the ages made a minig to light in shul as well, and at least we can gain some kind of pirsumi nisa at that time. So says Rav Ozna, what do you see from that? You see from this idea that there's two dinim of pirsumi nisa. There's pirsumi nisa for yourself and for your family, which we're still able to be mekayim, Baruch Hashem, nowadays. And there's a second concept of pirsumi nisa for the rabbin. And when that was not able to be fulfilled by lighting outside, Chazal gave you a second best option, which is to do it in shul. And therefore, says Rav Ozna, that is the reason why nowadays it's not essential, he says it's b'derech limud zuchus, to try and justify the minhag. Since nowadays the aspect of pirsumi nisa, the rabbim, is fulfilled in shul, it is therefore okay to continue with the minhag of lighting at home indoors, even though there's not tremendous pesumi nisa to the rabbim, as though it would have happened if it would have been lighting outside, because that din is fulfilled through lighting in shul. Okay? So the pesumi nisa aspect of the rabbim is fulfilled by lighting in shul, and that's how he's melamed zechus on a minhag nowadays not to light outdoors. Yeah, he was speaking to somebody who was asking in Chutzlaretz, right? But there are many people in Eretz Yisrael still who light indoors. And that's the question which I'm going to get to now. In Eretz Yisrael, so one has been to Eretz Yisrael at that time of Hanukkah, we'll see that in many places people do light outdoors, and many people continue to light indoors. And someone was telling me yesterday that every year there's a renewed discussion as these things take place in Eretz Yisrael. There's a renewed discussion amongst people, where are we going to light this year? Where are we going to light, right? Because it's not so simple.
The boxes and the point of the Hanukkah, when the boxes look, if you say Hanukkah is the mitzvah, then we'll win.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get there. Okay, good point, very good. Hopefully we'll get to that point. So the question is in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. So we find that Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, the Chazan and Ish and Bnei Brak, the Biskarov in Yerushalayim, they did light outdoors. They lit in a glass box outdoors. And I saw brought down in a kovetz called Moiria from about 40 years ago. There was a very big discussion about 40 years ago between Gedolim HaRabonim about this. One of the people who wrote an article over there, one of the Rabbonim who writes an article, he wants to suggest that what happened was, why did the minhag change in Eretz Yisrael, that people do light outdoors nowadays, is when the Talmidei Hagro left Lita toward the end of the 1800s, and they went to Eretz Yisrael. There, one of their main matoras that they went, one of the main reasons why they went, was in order, because they felt that they wanted to re-establish Torah in a mokum. There was already the winds of change happening in Europe, and they were very worried about it, and they wanted to go, and they went to Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to continue Yiddishkeit, Batara, without any shinuim, without any changes. And as part of that program, so to speak, they reinstituted a lot of mitzvahs hashukhuchos, many mitzvahs that became forgotten or neglected or weren't done in Chutz La'aretz for some reason. One of them, for example, everyone knows you go to shul in Eretz Yisrael, and they duchen every day, in Ashkenazi shuls, they duchen every day. That came because the Talmidei Hagro, it's re-established that in Eretz Yisrael. And there are many different things which are done in Eretz Yisrael, which are not done in Chutz La'aretz, because the Talmidei Hagro re-established them. And then they were the first of the settlers, so to speak, that went there, the Frum settlers who went there, and took with them the Minhogim and the Halachas of the Gon. And he wants to suggest that this lighting b'chutz is another example of that. They wanted to lahachse atorah l'yoshna, as it says, to return the mitzvah to how it should be done, and therefore they instituted to light outdoors. However, this wasn't taken on by everybody, and chassidim, for example, to continue in many places not to light outdoor, they light indoors. The Chassidish Svarim do bring reasons for lighting indoors. The Bnei Yisoscha brings reasons for it, more pi Kabbalah. He himself asked the question, he didn't know why we don't light outdoors, and he suggests a reason al pi Kabbalah. So they weren't even clear exactly why, but he does suggest a reason al pi Kabbalah, which I don't fully understand, and therefore I'm not going to share it with you. But the minhag has generally grown in Eretz Yisrael that many people do light outdoors. However, many people do continue to light indoors as the minhag was. Now, the final point which I want to mention is regarding lighting in a glass box. If a person chose to light in a glass box, like many of these gedolim do in Eretz Yisrael, the issue which was raised before is that why are you putting it in a glass box? To protect it from the wind, protect it from the rain, which would mean, presumably, that if you didn't have the glass box there, and you were lighting over there, there's a very good chance that it would go out. And the halacha is, hadlaka oisa mitzvah. When a person lights, that's when the mitzvah is a mekuyum. So if when you light, and the glass box is open, and the wind would come in, or the rain would come in, and it would automatically put it out, had you not closed the door right away, or had you not had a glass box at all, so therefore, that mokum is not really a mokum, which is roila hadlaka. The hadlaka that you're doing at that time is not intrinsically able to function by itself. And therefore, even if you put it in the glass box, and the glass door is open, it could be that it's not really a proper hadlaka. So, the Briskerov was machmir for this, and he created a glass box which has an opening underneath. Which means that it's not the pshat, you're opening a door, and then suddenly having to light it and then shut the door to stop the wind going in. The candles are, or the lights, the oil is positioned within a box, and you're just lighting from underneath, somehow. And therefore, the neros have been positioned in a way that they are completely protected. And it's not something where you're having to suddenly prevent the wind from actually getting in.
Without the box, you wouldn't be able to light.
Yeah, Anokonami. It doesn't deal with that problem, but it deals with the problem a little bit better. A little bit better. Because
there would be to light at home inside if you were doing it because of wind and rain. It wouldn't be the right place to do.
No, but again, what he's saying is the mokum, lechatchila, should really be outside, and therefore they're able to be Makai and putting it outside. To prevent the wind and rain from putting it out, there is a box, right? But the problem is, if you would open the box at the front, then b'shas hadlaka, the wind could actually really get in and put it out. But if b'shas hadlaka, the thing is completely surrounded and you're lighting from underneath, so b'shas hadlaka, there's nothing which is going to cause it to go out at that time. So that's what you gain by doing it that way. However, most poskim, or those ones who are knowing like this, weren't machmir for that at all. And they took on the very fact that you just open the glass door, you light, and you close it, and keep it all fine, is perfectly sufficient, and that was okay. So that is those people who are noig in Eretz Yisrael to light outdoors. That is the basis of how they do it. Our minhag, as we stated in Chutz La'aretz, is to continue to light indoors, and we continue the minhag of our fathers. What one should do if one is in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, then you have to ask for Shaila. For Tanaka, you might say that, is a Shaila one has to ask to their own.